us offer our most prayerful and grateful salutations at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan. Dearest Lord, please bless us so that every moment of our lives we think of you with gratitude. Every time there is sorrow in our life, we take refuge at your lotus feet. Every time there is joy in our life, we celebrate at your lotus feet. With this prayer, let's begin a fresh episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today we have a bhajan which adores our beloved Bhagwan as the Maryada Purushottam, Shri Ram. The first line of the bhajan we will be learning today goes like this.
Jaya Jaya Raghunandana, Jaya Janaki Jeevana.
So this is the beautiful bhajan we will learn today, and like in every episode of this program, we will begin with the lyrics and then move on to the tune, the raga, the bhava of this bhajan, and in the end listen to how this bhajan is sung in the Prashanti Mandir, in the Sanctum Sanctorum of Prashanti Nilayam. So let's begin with the lyrics.
Jaya Jaya Raghu Nandana, Jaya Janaki Jeevana, Sharanagata Palana, Jaya Jagadodharana, Jaya Jaya Raghunandana, Jaya Janaki Jeevana, Rajiva Dala Lochana, Jaya Jagadanandana, Rajadi Raja Ramachandra Sai Jaga Vandana.
Now that we are familiar with the lyrics, let's move on to the tune. Let's listen to how it should be sung, and by Ravi Kumar and Anirudh. Now give us a slow and melodious demonstration of how this bhajan flows, and after this Anirudh will share with us about the technicalities of this bhajan, and then we will listen to the meaning of every aspect of this bhajan, the reflections of Brother Balram Chandran, a former student of Baba's University and a regular singer at Bhagwan's abode in Chennai, Sundaram. Brother Balram Chandran was fortunate to sing in the divine physical presence of Bhagwan for 5 years during his student days in the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. So let's now listen to the tune, and then we'll move on to the raga, the tala and the bhava.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale D Madhyam.
Jaya Jaya Raghunandana, Jaya Janaki Jeevana.
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 Sharanagata Palana, Jaya Jagadodharana.
Sharanagata Palana, Jaya Jagadodharana.
Sharanagat Palana, Jaya Jagadodharana.
Sharanagat Palana, Jaya Jagadodharana. జయ జయ రఘునందనా జయ జానకి జీవనా జయ జయ రఘునందనా జయ జానకి జీవనా
రాజీవ దళలోచనా జయ జగదానందనా
రాజీవ దళలోచనా జయ జగదానందనా
రాజీవ దళలోచనా జయ జగదానందనా
రాజీవ దళలోచనా జయ జగదానందనా
రాజాదిరాజ రామచంద్ర సాయి జగవందనా
రాజాదిరాజ రామచంద్ర సాయి జగవందనా
రాజాదిరాజ రామచంద్ర సాయి జగవందనా
రాజాదిరాజ రామచంద్ర సాయి జగవందనా
జయ జయ రఘునందనా జయ జానకి జీవనా
भगवान से सिरम्यते इति रामाः रामा इज द वन हु एन्चैंट्स यू एंड दिस ब्यूटिफुल भजन इज वन सच विच रियली एन्चैंट्स यू विद इट्स म्यूजिक एंड द वे इट इज कंपोज्ड एंड यू हर्ड इट इन द वॉइसेस ऑफ ब्रदर रवि कुमार एंड ब्रदर अनिरुद्ध सो लेट अस नाउ गो डीपर इनटू दिस जर्नी ऑफ अनरैवलिंग द ब्यूटी ऑफ दिस भजन अनिरुद्ध इज नाउ विद अस इन द स्टूडियोज टू टेल अस मोर अबाउट the technicalities of this bhajan. So, Anirudh, please tell us, what are your thoughts on the raga of this composition?
Saram Vishu.
Saram.
It's a very melodious composition, very soothing to hear, in the based on the rag Bhageshri, in the both streams of music. In Bhageshri, you have the notes, sa, ga, komal ga, ma, da, शुद्ध दा नी नी इस कोमल नी
सा
सो व्हाइल गोइंग अप यू हैव
सा गा मा धा नी सा
व्हाइल कमिंग डाउन यू हैव
सा नी दा मा प द गा मा मा Ah
So that is Bhagyashri.
Beautiful.
And you have plenty of bhujans in this raga, like
Amba Mandahasavadani Manohari Sai Jagajanini Mahadeva Shiva Shambho Shankara Om Namah Shivaya Namo Narayana.
So all these belong to Bhagyashri.
Beautiful.
And this bhajan is beautifully composed, very very soothing and blissful to listen to this raga. Maybe when we do the swaras, then you will know exactly like what are the typical phrases of this raga.
Gavadani sadani da mapadaga gamadani dasa.
All these are beautiful phrases of Bhagyashri.
And this is completely in Bhagyashri rag.
Yeah, I guess so. Maybe in the line
Rajivadala lochana.
That lochana where
Danizani.
There is a small presence of Shuddhini which is coming to pictures. So I don't know whether that belongs to the raga, but overall it sounds very soothing, beautiful. May not be exactly in the raga, but it's more or less based on Bhagyashri.
Wonderful. So let's discover every line of this bhajan and its beauty through the swaras.
Sure. Let's do the first line.
Jaya Jaya Raghunandana Jaya Janaki Jeevana Gamadani Sasadani Dadama Mama Ma Risani Risasa Gamadani Sasadani Dadama Mama Ma Risani Risasa Sharanagata Palana Jaya Jagadodharana Dani Sama Mama Maga Gamadani Risani Dada
Dani Sama Mama Maga Gamadani Risani Dada.
Again we come back to the first line.
Jaya Jaya Raghunandana Jaya Janaki Jeevana Gamadani Sasadani Dadama Mama Ma Risani Risasa
Gamadani Sasadani Dadama Mama Ma Risani Risasa
Rajivadala Lochana Jaya Jagadanandana Gagamadani Dadani Sani Sa 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 Ri Sa Dani Ri Sa Ni Da
Gagamadani Dadani Sani Sa 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 Ri Sa Dani Ri Sa Ni Da
Raja De Raja Ramachandra Sai Jagavandana Da 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 Padani Ni Sa Da Ma 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 Ri Sa Ni Ri Sa Sa
Da 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 pa da ni ni sa da ma 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 re sa ni re sa sa.
In the second time we have a beautiful variation.
Raja di raja Ramachandra ಸಾಯಿ ಜಗವಂದನ ದದ ಪರಿನಿ ಸದಾ ಮಮ ನಿಸನಿ ಸಸ
ದದ ಪರಿನಿ ಸದಾ ಮಮ ನಿಸನಿ ಸಸ.
So it's lovely when you listen to the swaras. And the beat of this bhajan is not the regular 8 beat, isn't it?
Yeah, it is the 6 beat, which is called Rupaka Talam in the Carnatic music or Dadra in the Hindustani classical music. It is also sung as a variety in the beat when you follow a bhajan session of, you know, most of the versions are 8 beat. And then maybe the 6th or the 7th bhajan in a session of 1 hour can be a 6 beat or a 7 beat bhajan. So, let us see the count for this bhajan.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3.
Jaya Jaya Raghunandana, Jaya Janaki Jeevana. Jaya Jaya Raghunandana, Jaya Janaki Jeevana. Sharanagat Palana, Jaya Jagadodharana. Sharanagat Palana, Jaya Jagadodharana.
Actually, as you sing, you don't want to stop.
Yeah.
Because the tune is so melodious and the beat also is so refreshing.
Yeah, it's very melodious tune. Even it is, this bhajan is there in our instrumental bhajans, volume 2. Beautiful rendition in sitar by Shri Kishore Kumar from Chennai. And I recommend listeners to definitely listen to it and enjoy the beauty of Bhageshri Raga from sitar.
Oh, wonderful. So let's listen to a small portion from that album.
Yeah, surely.
Oh,
that's really music to the ears, as they say, because it is so beautiful when you listen to the instrumental rendering of this bhajan.
Very soothing, actually.
Absolutely. Wonderful. Thank you very much, Anirudh and Ravin Sai.
Thank you, Vishu. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
So we are halfway into this bhajan classroom, and now let's listen to what this bhajan means to Brother Mal Ramchandran. Every bhajan is a sadhana for each one of us. Every bhajan connects us to the Lord in its own unique, different way. And every person relates to every bhajan in his own special way. Let's listen to how Brother Mal Ramchandran connects to Bhagwan through this bhajan.
Dear Swami, loving pranams at your lotus feet. When I think about the bhajan, Jai Jai Raghunandana, Jai Janaki Jeevana, I'm tempted to immediately talk about the last line. As you know, the last line goes like this.
Raja Di Raja Rama Chandra Sai Jagavandana. Raja Di Raja Rama Chandra Sai Jagavandana.
The last line refers to Swami as Rama, who is the King of Kings, who is the Emperor. Now here, if you see, Rama is not described as the Rama who entered the forest, the Vanavasa Rama, but Rama, who is the King of Kings, who is the Lord of Lords, who is the Master of Masters. Now this is Rama in all his majesty, Rama in all his grandeur. When I think about this particular line, what comes to mind is the picture of Rama seated on the throne during his coronation. Luckily for us, Valmiki in his Ramayana has beautifully captured the scene through a verse. In fact, this is how Valmiki describes the coronation setting of Lord Rama. He says, Vame Bhumi Suta Purascha Hanuman Paschat Sumitra Suta Shatrugno Bharatascha Parshvadhalayo Vayuvadi Koneshucha Sugrivascha Vibhishanascha Yuvarat Tara Suto Jambavan. Basically he says, next to the Lord was seated Mother Sita, the devoted Hanuman was at his feet, Lakshmana, Bharata, Shatrughna, the Lord's brothers were all around him, all the gods were there, Vayu was there, Varuna was there, Indra was there, Lord Brahma was there, Lord Shiva was there, Sugriva was there, Vibhishana was there, and Jambavan was there. You had Angada, who is the son of Tara. All of them were around the Lord. Basically, he describes the entire setting around the Lord. He does not describe the Lord, but after describing the entire setting, the illustrious group which stood around the Lord, and then he talks about the Lord. After describing all this, he goes on to describe the Lord through the following words. He says, Madhye, amidst this illustrious group, Madhye, Neela Saroja Komala Ruchim, Ramam Bhaje Shyamala. He says, amidst this illustrious circle was seated my Lord Rama, like a fully bloomed blue colored lotus. A fantastic description of the beauty of the Lord, but if you see the way Valmiki goes about doing this, he does not directly talk about the Lord. He describes the setting as though to, you know, build up the entire narration to talk about the Lord's beauty after that. He describes the setting and then he says, like a beautiful, fully bloomed blue colored lotus, like a wonderful gem, right in between the blue colored gem, the Lord Rama sat in between amidst this group. And this is exactly the scene which comes to mind when we say Raja Adi Raja Ramachandra. And the bhajan goes on to say Raja Adi Raja Ramachandra Sai Jagat Vandana. I think the beautiful comparison between this and Swami is this. You know, whenever I think about Rama, or when I think about Swami as Raja Adi Raja Ramachandra Sai, the scene which comes to mind is Swami seated in the bhajan hall in the good old days when I used to sit inside the mandir and then, you know, listen to bhajans, I always felt, you know, first time I saw it, I always felt that that was, you know, a sight for the gods to see. Again, if you think of Swami seated amongst the devotees just before his discourse on his throne and the entire group of devotees in front of him, it's again, you know, like the Lord and Master presiding over the entire world. This is Rama, this is Sai Rama, who is there, you know, in all his grandeur and all his majesty. You know, it's the majestic Lord Rama. And you know, because he's so majestic, the world does not have a choice but to fold its hands before him. I think that's what happens when you say Rajadhi Raja Ramachandra Sai Jagat Vandana. The world does not have a choice. He's so majestic that anybody who comes into his presence, who is ushered into his presence, would kind of just fold their hands. You know, they are completely overtaken by that grandeur, by that beauty. So this is what comes to mind. In fact, one more thing which comes to mind is my mind goes back to a beautiful experience which we had in Sri Vrindavan once, sitting with Swami. We had the blessing of sitting with Swami in Sri once. Swami had asked the late Sri Vikhi Narasimhan to actually speak. Now in his speech, Sri Vikhi Narasimhan made a very interesting statement. He said, according to me, Swami is more of Rama than Krishna. Now, that statement, you know, everybody laughed at this statement, including Swami. And, you know, but immediately Swami added saying, no, I never said this. I never said I'm more of Rama than Krishna. And, you know, kind of, Swami just laughed off the entire, that statement. But, you know, when the moment I heard that particular statement, I, from that moment felt, and I still believe this, that there's a lot of truth in that. I think that Swami is a lot of Rama. Is not to say Swami is not Krishna. Of course, Swami is Krishna also. But, you know, there's a strong Rama aspect of Swami. Because, or should I say, a strong Swami aspect in Rama. You know, you can look at it either way. Because, you know, right from my childhood, I've always been taught, you always do what Krishna told you to do in the Bhagavad Gita. So you do what Krishna told you, but you do what Rama did. Now you can't do the opposite. You can't do what Krishna did. You can't go around stealing butter. You can't go around chasing people. You know, you can't go around playing pranks on people. Because that was the Leela, the divine Leela, the beautiful Leela we saw of Krishna. But I don't think we could actually pull that off. But, so when you talk about emulating the action of the Lord, you always talk about Rama. They always say, do what Rama did. And that's where I think, you know, Swami is so similar to Rama, because Swami has always said, my life is my message. And that's why, that's so true. And you know, that's why, if you look at Swami, Swami is always a Maryada Purushottama. You know, the Dharmatma. The very embodiment of Dharma. You know, like Rama is always known to be. And because he's like that, there's a natural respect which comes to your mind the moment you think about Rama, and you can't help but fold your hands before him. Now talking about Rama as Dharmatma, one more thing which comes to my mind is a very beautiful episode again from the Valmiki Ramayana. This was amidst the war between Rama and Ravana, where Ravana had actually sent his valorous son Indrajit to fight against Rama's army. And Lakshmana was deputed by the Lord to actually lead the combat against Indrajit. And as you might definitely be aware, Indrajit is a person who had acquired a lot of powers. He in fact had even the blessing, received the blessing that even the Brahmastra, which is the most powerful weapon, would actually not do anything to him. There was a long and tough fight, and the Valmiki Ramayana says that finally, what Lakshmana does is to pick up an arrow and mutter a mantra. And then he shoots the arrow, and instantly Indrajit is killed. Now everybody is surprised. Because even the Brahmastra, which is the most powerful weapon, everybody knows does not work with Indrajit. But this weapon worked. And Valmiki goes on to say that the mantra which was used by Lakshmana was this. He did not actually use, you know, any astra. What Lakshmana did was to pick up a simple arrow, and he said, Dharmatma Satya Sandascha Ramo Dasharati Yati. If my brother Rama, who is the son of Dasharatha, is Dharmatma, is the embodiment of Dharma, and is the embodiment of truth, Paurushecha Pratidvandvam Shareyam Iti Cha Iti Ravanam. In fact, he says that if my Lord Rama, if my brother Rama is the very embodiment of Dharma, the very embodiment of truth, if it is true that my brother Rama is actually the embodiment of all this, may this arrow destroy Indrajit. And that's exactly what happens. And the most beautiful thing about this is that Lakshmana was so confident about this. Imagine, the Brahmastra didn't work, but he was supremely confident about the character of his brother. He was supremely confident about the fact that he is Dharmatma, he is Satyasandha. And so confidently he picks up an arrow. He uses, you know, this is the mantra, Dharmatma Satyasandha as the mantra, and then shoots an arrow, and immediately Indrajit is vanquished. Now, look at the kind of respect Rama, even as a human being, commanded in the hearts of people. Now you might say Lakshmana is the brother, and he would naturally think about that. But there's another interesting episode which I believe Swami narrated, and this was shared to us as part of, you know, Vanatha, when we studied Ramakatha Rasabahini as a textbook during our graduation days. Now, our teacher who taught us this, in fact, Sri Sanjay Sahani used to tell us that there was a fantastic example from Rama's life, but the greatest tribute to Rama was actually paid by Ravana. In fact, when Indrajit passed away, and Indrajit's widow actually wanted to go and see the body of Indrajit, which was actually lying in the battlefield, and it was night, everybody advised her against actually going to the battlefield because the enemy camp was there, and they felt it would be unsafe for a lady to now go to the battlefield where the enemy is there. But then, I believe Ravana said, if it was any other enemy, if it was any other enemy, I would have thought twice to allow you to actually go to the battlefield at this odd hour. But my dear child, the enemy there is no ordinary enemy. The enemy is actually Rama's army. And Rama is the very embodiment of Dharma. You can be rest assured that you will be able to go there. You will be absolutely safe going there. And I believe that he actually sent her all alone. But just imagine this. This is such a big tribute which is coming, you know, which is about Lord Rama, which is coming from Ravana, who is supposed to be his sworn enemy. Now, I think these are the qualities which Rama embodies, and that's why automatically there's a sense of respect which wells up in your heart the moment you think of, you know, this particular form of the Lord, and you can't help but fold his hands before. The other beautiful piece in this bhajan which I love is this part which talks about Sharanagat Palana Jaya Jagadodharana. Sharanagat Palana, the one who offers protection, who guarantees protection to the person who surrenders to him. I think that's something, a great characteristic of Rama. In fact, there's one more beautiful episode from Valmiki Ramayana where Vibhishana, the brother of Ravana, appears before Lord Rama and surrenders and says, Lord, please give me asylum, please give me protection. Now, I believe at that point of time, a lot of others in Rama's army, including Sugriva, had a reservation against this because they believed that Vibhishana could actually be a spy, and Vibhishana's inclusion in Rama's camp could actually create challenges for Rama's army and his, you know, his army strategy and his plans, and they perceive Vibhishana actually as a threat. But, you know, Rama's response to this is recorded in Valmiki Ramayana, and it's very interesting. Valmiki says that in response to the concerns raised by the other people in the army, Rama goes on to say, Sakrideva prapannaya tavasmidi chayachate abhayam sarvabhutebhyo dadamyetat. He says that it does not matter who it is. It is not the character of the person who actually surrenders to me. Actually, it does not matter. The Lord says that it does not matter. If everybody surrenders to me, then it is my vow. It is the promise that I have made that I will offer asylum to them. Now, the person might ultimately end up doing harm to me. He might be a friend. He might be a foe. He might be a well-wisher, or he might be otherwise. But then the Lord says, if somebody surrenders to me, then I don't judge. I will have to grant asylum to them. So the moment you say Sharanagata Palana, I think that's a beautiful characteristic of Rama, because see, there's no quid pro quo here. Now, in all possibility, if you look at it from a very normal human standpoint, you know, you still don't have proof of Vibhishana's character. Now, forget the fact that Rama was God. and then he knew Vibhishana's character. But still, if you look at it from a very human kind of an angle, now here is somebody who is the brother of your enemy. Now just because he surrenders, you immediately grant him asylum, because you have given a word, you've taken a vow that you will definitely grant asylum to anybody who surrenders, regardless of their eligibility or whether they qualify. I think, you know, whenever you think about that, that gives you a lot of comfort, because I keep thinking Swami, we refer to Swami as Patita Pavana, because when you say Jagato Dharana, I think it's very similar to the concept of Patita Pavana. Patita Pavana is such a beautiful word. I think Patita means the one who is fallen, the one who is, you know, mired in sin, the one who is, you know, engulfed in the world, and the Lord, like the alchemist, actually uplifts you. And when he does that, I think he doesn't even check whether you have any credentials. In fact, it doesn't matter to him. He is there to uplift you. If you surrender, he is there to uplift you. In fact, let me conclude by sharing a very beautiful episode. The moment you say Jagato Dharana, when you say Sharanagata Palana, when you say Patita Pavana, is a beautiful episode which comes to mind from the life of Swami Vivekananda. I believe Swami Vivekananda was at the palace of the Maharaja of Khetri as a guest. Now the Maharaja told Swamiji that in the evening there was a performance by a Devadasi girl. Swamiji replied, I believe, to the Maharaja that he cannot be a part of the performance because it's a Devadasi girl. He being a sannyasi, it wouldn't be appropriate for him to watch the Devadasi girl perform. And thus Swamiji stayed back in his quarters in the palace. Now the Devadasi girl was eager to perform before Swamiji, and when she got the news that Swamiji had declined to witness her performance, she was deeply pained. And the story goes that that night when the performance happened, she was actually singing and then also dancing. So she sang that day. When she sang, she chose a particular song which meant the following. The song goes like this. The English translation of the song goes like this. In her song she says, O Lord, look not upon my faults. O Lord, look not upon my faults. There is a piece of iron in the idol in the temple. There is also a piece of iron in the thief's dagger. But both, when touched by the philosopher's stone, turn equally into gold. Thus, look not upon my faults, O Lord. What a beautiful thought. Just imagine, when this girl sang this, with a lot of pain in his heart, in the night sky, the sound would have slowly wafted into Swamiji's room, and I believe Swamiji heard this, and then instantly it reminded him of his own core message of Advaita Vedanta, where God is present in everybody, and in that sense, everybody is God, everybody is equally pure. So, you know, it's such a hope-giving episode, because I think that's what our Swami is. Our Swami is a philosopher's stone. It does not matter who I am. It does not matter whether I have any credentials. It does not matter how impure I am. It does not matter how much I'm lacking in terms of skills. I think what really matters is the fact that I'm with Swami, and when I'm with Swami and Swami is my philosopher's stone, when he touches me, I become gold, because he is Sharanagata Palana. He is Jagato Dharana. With these words, I offer everything which I have said at Swami's lotus feet. Jai Sai Ram.
So that was Brother Mal Ramachandran, a former student of Madras University, who had the chance to sing in the Divine Physical Presence for 5 years when he was a student at his university, and currently sings regularly in Bhagwan's abode in Chennai, Sundaram. With that, let's move on to the last lap of this program and listen to the Prashanti Mandir version of this bhajan. This is how it sounds in the Sai Kovind Hall, in the sacred presence of the Divine Presence of Bhagwan.
Jaya Jaya Raghunandana, Jaya Janaki Jivana.
Jai Jai Ki Jivana.
You can write to listener@radiosai.org. The audio engineers for this program are Suman and Abhishek, and the background score was done by another alumnus from Chennai, T.S. Ramakrishnan. We offer this humble endeavor at the lotus feet of our most beautiful, beloved Bhagwan. So with that, it's time to move on to the next program on this day-long Thursday life,
Radio Sai Children's Hour awaits to begin, and brothers Prem and Ganesh are here to take over. I am Radio Sai's Bishu, and I will be back after Radio Sai Children's Hour for Outside Inside Deep Inside, the final segment of Thursday Live. And today we will dwell on the mystery and the magnificence of Lord Jagannath at Puri, the state president of the Satya Sai organization of Odisha. Mr. Jagannath Prasad Rao is here in Prashant Nilayam, and the devotees from Odisha staged in the Sai Kulwant Hall a beautiful program sharing the secret and the mystery of this beautiful Lord. And this year in particular is very sacred to all the devotees of Lord Jagannath, and there is a beautiful relationship that Bhagwan himself declared about himself and Jagannath. So we will listen to all these stories about Lord Jagannath, what Bhagwan revealed about Jagannath, and the beautiful culture, the legends and the significance of all this in our lives. So that's in Outside Inside Deep Inside. For the moment, Radio Sai Children's Hour with Prem and Ganesh. Thank you so much. Sai Ram.